Moment, Miss McQueen. I'm your announcer, Opera Kuchenführer, Wolf Castle. And here's McQueen.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, that's nice. Let's say hello to my music guy, Scoy. That is some outfit, Scoy. It makes you look like a homosexual. Oh, maybe you all are homosexuals, too.
This is horrible.
The Fox Network has sunk to a new low.
Lisa, you got a letter.
It's from my pen pal, Anya.
Dear Lisa, as I write this, I am very sad. Our president has been overthrown and...
replaced by the benevolent General Krull. All hail Krull and his glorious new regime. Sincerely, Little Girl.
You got a letter too, Bart.
I'm going to kill you.
After Bart somehow put this tattoo on my foot.
But who'd want to hurt me? I'm this century's Dennis the Menace.
It's probably the person you least suspect.
That's good, Dad.
I say we call Matlock. He'll find the culprit. It's probably that evil Gavin McLeod or George Goober Lindsay.
Grandpa, Matlock's not real.
Neither are my teeth, but I can still eat corn on the cob if someone cuts it off and smushes it into a fine paste. Now that's good eating.
Well, I checked around. The girls are calling you fatty fat fat fat, and Nelson's planning to pull down your pants, but nobody's trying to kill you.
Oh, that's good.
All right, this is dedicated to Bart Simpson with a message, I am coming to kill you slowly and painfully.
Bart, I'm going to get you some ice cream at the store since I'm saving so much money on Diet Cola.
Say your prayers, Simpson.
Because the schools can't force you like they should. Ma, these new finger razors make hedge trimming as much fun as sitting through church.
You're going to be my murder victim, Bart.
In our school production of Lizzie Borden, starring Martin Prince as Lizzie.
Footy wax with a wet noodle, Bart!
Well, I'd like to help you, ma'am, but I'm afraid there's no law against mailing threatening letters.
I'm pretty sure there is.
Huh. The day I take cop lessons from Mark Kettle...
Hey, she's right, Chief.
Well, shut my mouth. It's also illegal to put squirrels down your pants for the purposes of gambling. Hey, boys, knock it off.
it out. Who's someone you've been making irritating phone calls to for years?
Linda Lavin?
No, someone who didn't deserve it. Hello, Mo? We know you're the one behind this. So knock it off, or we're going to the cops.
No, no, I'll take care of it. Okay, it's over. Get him out of here. All right, Andale, Andale.
You're out there somewhere. But where? Where?
Dear life in these United States, a funny thing happened to me.
Use a pen, Sideshow Bob.
Parole granted. Next up for parole, Bob Terwilliger, a.k.a. Sideshow Bob.
Take care, Snake. May the next time we meet be under more felicitous circumstances.
Gaw?
Take care.
Baw.
Sideshow Bob has no decency. He called me Chief Pigum. Now I get it. Good.
Sideshow Bob tried to kill me on our honeymoon.
How many people in this court are thinking of killing her right now? Be honest.
She's always leaving the toilet seat up.
Robert, if released, would you pose any threat to one Bart Simpson?
Bart Simpson? The spirited little scamp who twice foiled my evil schemes and sent me to this dank, urine-soaked hellhole?
We object to the term urine-soaked hellhole when you could have said pee-pee-soaked heckhole.
Cheerfully withdrawn.
Well, what about that tattoo on your chest? Doesn't it say die, Bart, die?
No, that's German for the Bart, the.
No one who speaks German could be an evil man.
Parole granted.
Wow, public library. We'll stay here for a while, Vern.
Oh, that man is so rude.
Yeah. If you don't mind, we're trying to watch the movie.
Hey, Vern, help me get my head out of this toilet.
Oh, really? Now that's too much.
You wrote me those letters.
You awful man. Stay away from my son.
Oh, I'll stay away from your son, all right. Stay away forever.
Oh, no.
Wait a minute. That's no good. Oh. Wait, I've got a good one now. Marge, say, stay away from my son again.
No.
And flex and shake and bounce and turn and flex and shake and bounce. Now, Sideshow Bob can't get in without me knowing. And once a man is in your home, anything you do to him is nice and legal.
Is that so? Oh, Flanders, won't you join me in my kitchen?
It doesn't work if you invite him.
Idly hey!
Go home.
Doodly-doo.
Now don't you fret. When I'm through, he won't set foot in this town again. I can be very, very persuasive.
Come on, leave town.
No.
I'll be your friend.
No.
Oh, you're mean.
The following neighborhood residents will not be killed by me. Ned Flanders, Maud Flanders.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Homer Simpson, Marge Simpson, Lisa Simpson, that little baby Simpson. That is all.
Woohoo! Did you hear, Bart? Hey. Oh.
Don't worry, Mrs. Simpson. We've helped hundreds of people in danger. We'll give you a new name, a new job, new identities.
Ooh, I want to be John Elway.
Elway takes the snap and runs it in for a touchdown. Thanks to Elway's patented last-second magic, the final score of Super Bowl 30, Denver 7, San Francisco 56.
Woohoo!
I don't think this is such a good idea.
This isn't just because it's Sideshow Bob. It's a chance to turn around all our stinking lives.
I'll be Gus, the lovable chimney sweep. Clean as a whistle, sharp as a thistle, best in all Westminster.
Shut up, boy.
We have places your family can hide in peace and security. Cape Fear, Terror Lake, New Horror Field, Screamville.
Ooh, Ice Creamville.
No, Screamville.
Ah! Tell you what, sir, from now on you'll be Homer Thompson at Terror Lake. Let's just practice a bit, hmm? When I say, hello, Mr. Thompson, you'll say, hi.
Check.
Hello, Mr. Thompson. Remember now, your name is Homer Thompson.
I got you.
Hello, Mr. Thompson. Oh, now, when I say, hello, Mr. Thompson, and press down on your foot, you smile and nod.
No problem.
Hello, Mr. Thompson.
I think he's talking to you.
Here you go.
Whoa, what a cute convertible. You guys at the Bureau thought of everything.
Hey, look, the FBI Light Opera Society sings the complete Gilbert and Sullivan.
See you late from school, are we? Prettiest schoolgirl, well, can be. Filled to the brim with girlish glee. Three little girls from school. Everything is a joy to fun.
I love these speed bumps. Oh, this coffee's too hot. Hey, kids. Want to drive through that cactus patch?
Yeah!
Yeah!
No!
Whoop! Two against one! You know, the great thing is, if you don't like your neighbors, you can just pull up the anchor and sail someplace else.
Homer, where's the dog?
I tied him up out back.
We've left it all behind. How can you make a clean break with your life?
Relax, Marge. I tied up all the loose ends before we left.
Hello! Hello! You have my pills! Hello! I'm cold and there are wolves after me.
Hello, Bart.
Ah!
Down here, Bart.
What do you want?
Surely there's no harm in laying in the middle of a public street.
Mom, Dad, I saw Sideshow Bob and he threatened to kill me.
Bart, don't interrupt.
Homer, this is serious.
Oh, it is not.
Roman numeral 3, surprise boy in bed. And disembowel him. No, I don't like that bowel in there. Gut him. Ah, le mot juste.
Marty, you want some brownie before you go to bed?
Ah!
Come on, let me cut you a brownie while they're still hot.
Dad, I'm kind of edgy right now. I'd appreciate you not coming in my room screaming and brandishing a butcher knife.
Why? Oh, right. The Sideshow Bob thing. Oh, I'm sorry, boy. Do you want to see my new chainsaw and hockey mask?
Ah!
Oh, sorry. What am I thinking?
Such a beautiful voice.
Guilty as charged.
Uh-huh. Anyway, I was wondering if you could sing the entire score of the HMS Pinafore.
Very well, Bart. I shall send you to heaven before I send you to hell. And a two, and a three, and we sail the ocean blue, and our saucy ships of beauty. We are sober men and true, and attentive to our duty.
I'm poor little buttercup, poor little buttercup, though I could never tell why.
What never, no never, what never, hardly ever sink at sea. For he himself has said it, and it's clearly to his credit, that he is an Englishman, he remains an Englishman. And now, the final curtain.
Hold it right there, Sideshow Bob. You're under arrest.
By Lucifer's beard!
Yeah. It's a good thing you drifted by this brothel.
I knew I had to buy some time, so I asked him to sing the score from the HMS Pinafore.
Ooh, a plan fiendishly clever in its intricacies.
Take him away, boys.
Hey, I'm the chief here. Take him away, toys.
What'd you say, chief?
Do what the kid says.
It's so good to be home again.
Look what happened without my pills!
Huh? Bart, run upstairs, get Grandpa's medicine.
Not so fast. I want to court this fair young maiden.
There's something you should know about me.
I've got Steve and Edie tickets.
I'm all yours! Mwah!